Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 406 for Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Wednesday, driven upwards by steep gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $4.50 higher, with the July contract checking in at $524.10 a ton. That's up $4.30. Strength in crude oil and Malaysian palm oil underpinned the market. Slow farmer selling contributed to the upside as well. U.S. farmers continue to switch out corn acres in favor of U.S. soybeans, and that was bearish for canola. There are some ideas canola is expensive relative to other oil seeds as well. However, the Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Parts of Western Canada that were suffering from excess dryness received showers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. To the U.S. now, and the corn market was 5 to 7 cents higher. The July contract checked in at $4.04 a bushel. Large funds stepped up to the plate this morning and bought large supplies on prospects of improving demand. The July contract climbed over the magical $4 a bushel mark to hit its highest point in 10 months. U.S. corn is actually considered to be fairly cheap right now, as dry weather is damaging the crop in Brazil. Soybeans were 17 to 25 cents higher. The July contract checked in at $10.87 a bushel. Prices bounced back from previous losses, propelled by fund managers and forecasts calling for wet weather in the U.S. Farm Belt. There are also ideas that hot, dry weather this summer will cut into crop yields. Rain in Argentina continues to be a problem for farmers there. Strength in crude oil underpinned the market. Wheat was 2 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $4.66 a bushel. Prices strengthened on investor short covering. The market also got a boost from spillover gains in corn and soybeans. The advances were limited, though, as there is still a lot of wheat in the world. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 25th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.